Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's see on the show sheet. Mariah Carey is 55 years old today. She's 1 year older than me.
But she looks good, man.
She is aging better.
Yeah.
I didn't realize till I just looked down at the show sheet. Fergie is 49 today. That's why we started the show with Black Eyed Peas.
Hmm. Two legends, Hawk, right?
Is Fergie in legend category?
I mean, Black Eyed Peas is pretty legendary, are they not?
Legendary's I mean, that's, you know, like they were hot for a minute.
No.
You know, like when I think of Fergie, I think of peeing on herself.
Of course.
And I think of the national anthem at the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Mariah Carey, I think of one of the best voices in the history of music.
Greatest Christmas song or album ever.
Well, no. A Very Special Christmas featuring Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC and
no.
Little Drummer Boy by Bob Seger.
No.
Best Christmas album ever.
No, it's not. I mean, these are just the numbers. Every year around Christmas time, everybody's listening to Mariah Carey. Everybody.
Right. A very popular single. There's no question.
The entire Christmas album. Greatest Christmas album of all time. And I you know, I don't really even care about it, but I mean, that's just no
well,
cap.
Well, I care. This is the most passionate I have felt about anything we've ever discussed on this show.
You're saying Run DMC has the greatest Christmas album of all time.
I'm saying the album A Very Special Christmas, which went to charity, by the way, featuring Run DMC and Bob Seger. There was a Eurythmics song. I mean, just a cavalcade of hits. That's the greatest Christmas CD ever.
Cap.
Captain Curtis, go ahead. You're on the line. Let me give you the stock market report. Sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. How about the S&P 500 closes at a brand new record. Once again, up 45 points today. Dow Jones up 477 points today.
Ooh.
And the NASDAQ up 83 points. A big day on Wall Street.
Let's go.
For your cat talk today, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Bad loss for the Panthers last night. I don't want to belabor it, but it was a bad loss for the Panthers. Tomorrow, the Islanders are in town. And Saturday, the Red Wings, Detroit Red Wings, are in town. Tomorrow, we will be live from the Amerant Bank Arena, getting you ready for Panthers and Islanders. Panthers have 10 games left. They sit behind the Rangers and the Bruins in the East. They're tied with the Carolina Hurricanes for points, and we'll have to see what the final 10 games bring for your Ice Cats. Tomorrow, I believe on the radio station, I think Tobin and Leroy are at Lone Depot Park getting you ready for the Marlins opener, and then we'll be live at the Amerant Bank Arena getting you ready for Panthers Islanders.
Correct.
That's some good sports radio right there.
We're everywhere on WQAM.
You know what I mean? Like, that's good sports radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, Joe Rose will get you started.
Uh-huh.
And then Tobin and Leroy at the opening day, and then us at the Panthers game. That's fun.
What do they call that? Wall-to-wall coverage right here on your sports leader in Miami.
I mean, this is why I got into sports radio, for that kind of day tomorrow. I love it. You can't do that with little podcasts. Play the other jingle. Play the one with the on the go-go or whatever it is.
In Miami is the one. Wonderful WQAM on the go-go.
Let me do that again, and I'll do it. Tomorrow, you get Joe Rose in the morning, 6 a.m., and then Tobin and Leroy live for the Marlins opener at Lone Depot Park, and then me and Crowder live at the Amerant Bank Arena for Panthers-Islanders when there's only 10 games left in the season. Tomorrow, the only place to get it all.
In Miami is the one. Wonderful WQAM on the go go.
Find that. I said the only place to get it, and then it was already in Miami. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We'll work on it.
All right, work on it for next hour. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Thank you, Hawk. Appreciate that. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I do have a lot of stuff that I wanted to get to yesterday, but your internet sucked. So we just never got there, and then I had to leave to the Kaseya Center. So
All right. You
got the Panthers out of the way. I'll get the Miami Heat out of the way quickly. They did lose to the Warriors yesterday. They dropped to 39-33. They're still the 7th seed, tied with the Sixers right now, who are the 8th seed. Same record. Both the Heat and the Sixers are a game and a half back of the Pacers for the 6th spot. Now, Philadelphia does play tonight. How about this game in the NBA tonight, Hawk? Sixers host the Clippers at 7:30 at the Wells Fargo Center. James Harden makes his return to Philadelphia for the first time with his new team.
All right. Imagine he's got some hot spots to visit before and after the game.
He's going to get booed is what's going to happen, bro. He is going to get booed.
Really? You expect that from a Philadelphia crowd?
And the Pacers, they're in Chicago to face the Chicago Bulls at the United Center at 8 p.m. Two games we're keeping an eye on here in Miami.
All right. Okay.
All right. The Marlins had traded for John Birdie, by the way, tomorrow's opening day. That was the big Marlins news today.
All right. You got Jesus Luzardo on the mound tomorrow. Are there any odds for tomorrow's game?
I'm sure they're up already, right? Could probably.
I'm going to tell you. You don't have to ask me twice.
Do a little perusing here on the Hard Rock Sportsbook app.
ML Bizzle.
Let's go.
Let's see. You got Pirates, Marlins tomorrow, 4:10 first pitch. Marlins are a minus 135 favorite. And Nerfy, minus 140. That's no runs first inning if you're just new to the program.
I don't like that they don't label it Nerfy. It's just labeled as inning one total runs.
Right. Give us what we want, Hard Rock app. Then there's some MLB exclusives. Jazz Chisholm or Josh Bell record 3+ total bases in the game. Jesus Luzardo or Mitch Keller record 8 or more strikeouts. How about Josh Bell, Jazz Chisholm, or Jake Berger records a home run?
I like that. Opening day.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Right? Plus 160 there. Marlins to record 9 or more hits.
Don't like that.
I mean, Luis Arraez could have 9 hits himself.
Marlins with the highest. What is this? Marlins with the highest scoring inning.
Right. What do you not understand?
So all they have to do is have one inning where they have more runs than the Pirates have? I mean, that's
No. Think of... What am I encouraging? Crazyville? No, there's going to be an inning with the most number of runs scored.
Right.
The Pirates might put up 3 runs in one inning.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins may only put up 1 run 4 times.
Right. No, I mean, I got you. I'm following. It doesn't seem like you are. No, I'm asking, like, about betting it. Do you like that? Do you like the Marlins doing that?
Do I think the Marlins will have an inning where they score more runs than either team in any of the 9 innings?
Correct.
I might. I don't know. What are the odds?
Plus 110.
You like that. You like the Marlins to have the highest scoring inning.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to sit on it a little bit, but
it's possible that they get one less inning.
That is true. That is true.
Tomorrow's show, not only are we going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Games, I'm going to be gambling on all these baseball games. I'm completely out of tomorrow's show. Like, it just is what it is.
Ah, opening day. Love it every year.
Oh, me too. And the only place to get your opening day coverage live at Lone Depot Park is this station, Tobin and Leroy, 10 a.m. tomorrow down in Little Havana. The only place is
WQAM on the go-go.
I want to hear the build-up. I didn't get to hear the build-up.
All right, we'll work on it. I mean, I gotta time it up. We'll work on it.
Is it on the same pot as your mic?
No, it is not.
That's interesting. Because you sound much lower every time the jingle plays. Mm. And then it's like your level has to build up.
We'll work on it, Hawk. We'll work on it. All right. I promise.
Tree, if you're listening, and I know he is because he's texting me.
Did you see this? Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million to play for the Big 3 League, Ice Cube's Big 3 League. He confirmed it today.
I'm fascinated by it. I was looking at his tweets. Now, I don't love Ice Cube. I used to. I'm not a huge fan of his because I think some of his remarks border on anti-Semitic. But fascinating tweets. TMZ reports that Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million to play in the Big 3. And Ice Cube tweeted out, "We intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big 3 made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big 3. And then Ice Cube writes further, "America's women athletes should not be forced to spend their off seasons playing in often dismal and dubious foreign countries just to make ends meet." And then he tweets further, "And they should have more than just one professional option in the U.S. at a time when American pro sports leagues are being infiltrated by autocratic anti-women regimes such as Qatar. Our path-breaking offer to Caitlin Clark demonstrates that the Big 3 now offers another choice, for athletes." What I find fascinating about it is this. You know how broadcast rights are all of a sudden becoming different? You had a Dolphins game on Peacock.
Right.
You have Thursday night football games on Amazon. I believe that this is the beginning, not just of changing the way that we watch sports, which is more streaming and more standalone apps where, you know, I believe it's the Arizona Diamondbacks or Colorado Rockies. One of the two teams does not have a TV rights holder as the season begins tomorrow.
Hmm.
And the only way to watch it is on the MLB app for $19.99 a month or $99 for the year. Now, I believe this offer to Caitlin Clark, it may not be enough for her to move the needle, $5 million, because she'll make plenty of money on endorsements and WNBA right now. Probably, I'm thinking, is a better pathway. But we're going to see, I believe, we're going to see a time where athletes, top name athletes, because of the way the audience is fragmented and the way that standalones can make money in a way that they never could before. You wanted to play professional sports and you wanted the eyes of the world on you and you wanted to make a lot of money. You had to be in a major league. And now here comes the big three saying, no, 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 we can make it worth your while to play here. And I believe that will happen with NBA superstars when other countries' leagues want them to come play there. I think what you're seeing with just the way that you watch sports on different, content-generating apps and channels and streaming services, I think you'll start to see that with athletes now as well. And it may not be Caitlin Clark, but maybe it's Angel Reese. And it may not be LeBron James, but maybe it's Tyler Hero. You know what I mean? Like, I think you'll start to have, because what you see now is people can make tons of money outside of the traditional vehicle. And so for some athletes, like, I mean, you look at, I don't know, who's one, like, I mean, a Travis Kelce, I guess, is a perfect example. Like, this guy could probably make more money than he's making in the NFL because of who he is now doing outside projects. And so I think you're going to see a blurring of the lines. And I think this offer from the big three, I think you may look back on it one day, because that is a viable offer. This is not some, you know, little company that's going, oh, we'll give you $10 million to, and you know it's not a viable offer. Like, this is a viable offer. And she could do that.
Just when I look at the numbers, right? WNBA rookie salaries for lottery picks, picks 1 through 4 in 2024 are expected to be $76,000.
Right.
And then they don't climb to six figures, near six figures, until their fourth season in the league.
And by the way, we're the beneficiaries of this with Leo Messi, right? Because the notion of him leaving superior leagues to come play here would have been folly 10 years ago.
Yep.
We're benefiting from it. But what's to make you think that the reverse won't happen? Where our superstars go play elsewhere for money. And it's happened with LIV Golf. Now, LIV Golf also plays in the U.S., so it's not completely apples to apples. But what you're seeing with Leo Messi to Inter Miami, I believe, will happen with a superstar in the NBA to somewhere overseas.
It's Neymar going to play in Saudi Arabia. It is, because Neymar... I mean,
it's Messi coming to Miami. It really is.
Right. And you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi kind of towards the back end of their careers already, right? But, I mean, a guy like Neymar, prior to his ACL injury, I mean, dude's still technically in his prime, or maybe just after his prime. He's still playing on the best clubs in the world. He's still one of the most sought-after names in the world. He could have gone anywhere. The Premier League, back to La Liga, stayed in Ligue 1 in France, and continue to make a boatload of money and be the face of a club team there. Saudi Arabia is like, hey, we'll give you your own private jet. Post us on Instagram. Every time you do, here's $1 million. And also, you're going to live like a king here. You'll be a king here with enough cash for your children's 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 to enjoy.
But I think it'll be, I think this is the beginning of fragmentation when it comes to athletes and professional sports. Again, Caitlin Clark, she can go play in the WNBA, and my guess is that's what she's going to do. But at some point, some outside entity, whether it's American or not, Big Three is an American company, whether it's American or not, some outside entity is going to have an offer so lucrative to someone that they can't say no.
She also has the luxury where she's going to make enough money, like you said, in endorsements. She probably doesn't have to go play in Mongolia to make ends meet when the WNBA season is off. A lot of these WNBA players have to do that, right? They play the 3-month season here, And then they have to go to, I don't know, whatever, China, and play to make more money over there. She's not going to have to do that. Like, she could play the WNBA and then still make a boatload of money here because she's that famous. She's going to have that much money coming in. But 1 year, 1 year in the Big Three League, make $5 million, it would take her 5 years to do that with a WNBA salary to make that same money. It's crazy, bro. Anyways, McDonald's is going to start selling Krispy Kreme donuts.
Love it.
In every location by 2026. They've been doing it already in some of the southern states. I think Kentucky was one of those states, or a couple of them. They're going to start selling at every McDonald's locations Krispy Kreme donuts by 2026.
Love it. Brilliant.
They're going to sell the iconic original glazed, the chocolate iced with sprinkles, love it, and chocolate ice cream will be available. They'll be delivered fresh every day to their restaurants.
Chocolate iced.
Chocolate ice cream.
No.
Iced and then cream with a K. I mean, this is the official release from McDonald's chief marketing officer. I'm reading it straight from there, Hawk. I mean,
well, you made it sound like chocolate ice cream.
Iced cream, like Krispy Kreme.
So a cream-filled chocolate frosted donut.
You'll be able to buy just one box of six or just one donut if you'd like to at breakfast and all day until they sell out. Genius.
Right. And you could really buy two if you want, or three or four. You're not limited to one or six.
But you can buy up to a box if you'd like.
Right.
Up to six.
But you could also buy however many you want because it's America.
I don't know. I don't know if you're right about that.
No, I'm positive about that because you could walk in there, you could buy one hamburger, you could buy six hamburgers, you could buy 20 hamburgers. There's no limit.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. It's around 85 degrees currently. That is your weather.
Are we done with, like, winter and stuff? Like, is it just hot every day now?
Yeah. Even last week, you told me, oh, there's a cold front coming through. And, maybe it got to, like, 72 one night, but it's been hot as hell every single day.
Yeah. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
50 Minutes of Heat, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Remind you one more time, the Heat have their Junior Heat Summer Camp June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game. Happens at Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. And the campers are going to participate in a variety of competitions and fundamental drills and lots of games. And if you want more info on how to sign up your kids, go to heat.com/juniorheat. We talked about the Heat plenty today in the first 2 hours and 36 minutes of the show. I'm going to read you a question that Ira Winderman got in the Sun Sentinel today in the Ask Ira column. Ira, the Heat had two chances to win one game to make the playoffs last season in the play-in. And those chances were against the Hawks and the Bulls. You and I talked about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Now they're staring at Joel Embiid and the 76ers in the first play-in game, perhaps on the road, and maybe a hot team after that, with the winner getting the Celtics. This is very bad, Ira. Very bad. Is Joel Embiid going to be back for the playoffs, by the way?
Nah, there's no guarantee. I mean, the hope is that he'll be back for the playoffs, but there's no guarantee. Also, I mean, they're not out of it yet. I like.
Well, that's Ira's answer.
Yeah.
And he says, first, exhale, because there's still a very real race with the 76ers and the Pacers for the number six seed and automatic berth in the best of seven first round of the playoffs. What I would say is this. If the Heat drop either of the next two, then by all means commence the sky is falling rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lose at home to the Trailblazers or lose for the second time in a month to the Wizards. Get those two, and you not only might regain some footing, but you also might regain some of the sideline players in the process as well. Drop either, and, well, play-in tickets will go on sale soon enough at an outlet near you. But this time, perhaps, for only one home play-in game. Would you agree with that, that the next two games on the Heat schedule are unbelievably important because they're both games you should win and kind of need to win?
This is what I told Tommy Tighe because he asked me the exact same question on the post-game show yesterday. Hawk, remember two weekends ago, the Heat were on the road at the Detroit Pistons for two games, a Friday and a Sunday game. And our take going into that one to start a four-game road trip after you had lost to the Wizards and you had lost to the Nuggets was, bro, they better win those two games. If you can't beat the Pistons, whether you're playing them at home, doesn't matter. If you can't beat the Pistons, two games in three nights, you're not a legit contender. You're just not. And I approach these next two games the exact same way. You get Portland at home, and then you get Washington on the road. As Ira put there perfectly, you lose to Washington two times in a month. You're just not a legit – like, you're not in any way a team that should have a top six playoff spot. You're just not.
So these next two games can determine a lot because – and even if – let's say Jimmy's out again tomorrow. I mean, does that – none of it matters, right? Not against Portland and not against Washington.
I mean – it does, though. It does. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying, well, if Jimmy doesn't play and Tyler is out and Duncan's out and if you lose that game, oh, well. No, I mean, it's bad. It's not a good loss. You should find a way to overcome it. But it does matter, man. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, Hawk, you don't go 5-plus or 6-plus scoreless minutes if you have Jimmy Butler out there. That doesn't happen. If you have Tyler Hero out there. That doesn't happen. Terry Rozier isn't getting double-teamed or blitzed off of screens because they're daring Caleb Martin to shoot a three. Oh, Haywood Highsmith is 7 of 7 from three over the last two games. Go ahead, do it for a third game. I dare you. Because nobody trusts them to knock down those shots consistently. But if Jimmy Butler's out there, you know, you can't blitz Rozier off a screen. You can't focus on the side where the ball is because there's players on the other side like a Jimmy Butler or a Terry Rozier playing off the ball who will make you pay. So I think it does matter. Like you need your guys out there. He's missed 22 games this season. I'm not one of these crazy Heat fans who suggests that Jimmy Butler missed yesterday's game because he doesn't care about the regular season. I saw a lot of that yesterday. He was at the tennis the day before.
I mean, could he have been there last night, though? I mean, nobody knows.
It's not a good look. I'll agree with that. It's not a good look that he's posting on social media all day Monday of him at the Miami Open, and then Tuesday he's missing the game. It's not a good look.
That's fine. It's fine because it doesn't matter how sick you are. You enjoy a nice afternoon out at the Miami Open. The sun is very healing.
But you would agree. I mean, it's not the best look when you're battling for a sixth seed at this stage of the season and you've already missed 21 games and all of a sudden you're out Tuesday against the Warriors, and now your chances of being a top six seed are much worse than they were 48 hours ago.
Anybody feeling a big Miami trifecta tomorrow? Mm. Little three-way parlay? Mm. Marlins?
Speak to me, Hawk. Speak
Panthers?
I mean, you don't have to convince me. Let's go. Even though the Heat play Friday, but I'm in anyways. I'm in.
Oh, the Heat don't play tomorrow?
No, they play Friday.
Oh, so the Panthers game will be on 560 tomorrow.
It will.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Anybody feeling a little daily double tomorrow with the Marlins and the Panthers?
I'm in.
I'm sorry to hear your Friday night is tied up now. I didn't know that.
The Heat play every Friday and Sunday through the rest of the season, and they've played every Friday and Sunday in March. Every single Friday, Sunday, all of March and all of April.
How's your fiance feel about that?
Well, remember when I said I was not going to have sex with her? I think it's more on her decision than me.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you're going to be selling Crowder powder at the arena tomorrow? I'll bring cash, so it'll be a quick transaction by the official's locker room. I mean, listen, I did buy 12 units myself last time we were out there. I could come in there and resell it now at a profit. Maybe I will.
No. Hey, if you're planning on buying Crowder powder, do it with a credit card. We want to make Crowder suffer as much as possible with his new POS system.
Do it online at crowderpowder.com.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder.
You know what? Just kind of based on what we were talking about in the last segment about the Heat, Barry Jackson, the Miami Herald, he just tweeted out something that I think is so right on when it comes to the Heat and what we're discussing. Barry Jackson tweeted just about 10 minutes ago, getting an unusual number of emails from angry Heat fans. Frustration, understandable. But I remain of belief that because they've had three long runs and two finals appearances in 4 years, they cannot and should not be definitively judged until the postseason plays out. They're unique in that way. And I am in full agreement with him, because we wrote them off. We've written them off a number of times. Remember in the bubble, all of a sudden Tyler Hero is, I mean, like an NBA veteran, like playoff Tyler. And then last year, written off against Atlanta and then Chicago. And then all of a sudden you're in the NBA Finals. So I do think they're unique in that aspect. They have built up enough cachet in this market with the sustained success that they've had, that you can be frustrated, no question. You can be annoyed at the number of games players miss. You can be annoyed at losses like Washington that they shouldn't lose. But you cannot judge this team or Jimmy or Tyler. You can't judge anybody or anything regarding this team until the postseason is over.
Okay, and I'm with you, obviously. But I would also add, this regular season for the second straight year has been immensely frustrating.
But it doesn't matter. That's Barry Jackson's point. Doesn't matter. Because last regular season was frustrating. How frustrating was it, though, when you're playing Denver in the NBA Finals in June? That's not very frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it was frustrating for another reason, but
yeah, but you don't want to fall into this trap, right? I hope that it works out this way.
Maybe it's not a trap. I think that's kind of Barry Jackson's point, is maybe it's not a trap. It's just who they are.
But Hawk, I mean, like, you're just hoping every year for a miraculous playoff run. I mean, look at the situation you're in, where now we're calling Portland and Washington games on March 29th must wins so that you could be a play-in tournament team. That's not a situation you want to be in every single year. Okay, if it works out for you in the playoffs, and by the way, I think it will, because I think Miami is a team fit for a playoff-type atmosphere, a team fit for more playoff-type basketball. So I like their chances really against any team in the postseason if they're able to be healthy. But this isn't a formula for success, long-term sustained success, especially when, you know, you're constantly missing players. I mean, think about the wear and tear you're adding to a guy like Bam Adebayo when he has to carry your team night in, night out, X amount of games, 20-plus games a season, because your two other 20-point-per-game scorers aren't out there constantly throughout the season. It's not a recipe for success, sustained success. there. If it works out for them again this year.
But it has been for them, is Barry Jackson's point.
It really hasn't. It hasn't. It worked out for them last year. It did. But the year prior, when Miami went to the Eastern Conference Finals, Bam Adebayo missed a chunk of the season because he had a hand surgery. And Jimmy Butler missed his normal, 20 games or whatever. He still played 65 that season. Miami was the one seed that year. They had home court advantage, and they missed the NBA Finals by one shot. So to say that this has been a successful recipe for them, to me, is a flawed statement. I'm not saying that Barry Jackson's wrong in what he's saying, but it worked out for them one year. There's not like some great precedent here where Miami does this every year and they figure it out, because it's just not true. It worked out for them last year. It did. Hopefully it works out for them again next season. But you can't go into every year saying, we'll be fine wherever we land. It is what it is. I mean, it's just not realistic in the NBA. It's just not.
Somebody texts in, I can judge the Heat when I paid $600 last night to see Jimmy because my son loves him. My son, wife, daughter, myself, we love the Heat. And what does it say? We have a JV team out there while this guy's got a sucky stomach or something from watching a tennis match. F out of here, bro. I'm not telling you that you can't be disappointed that Jimmy doesn't play. I'm telling you, as a Heat fan in general, you can't judge the season based on the regular season. I'm with you. I think fans are getting ripped off left and right by players not playing when they should be playing. I don't think that's up for debate. Like that's a crazy piece of collateral damage that seems to be forgotten all the time with maintenance programs. And I'm not suggesting that Jimmy wasn't sick, by the way. I'm not using last night as an example because I don't know. But I know during the season, plenty of players, plenty of superstars. It's why I would never buy tickets in advance for someone who my son wants to see. And I'm talking in advance, like the beginning of the season,
right,
when the schedule comes out.
Right.
This guy could have bought his tickets the day before yesterday. Could have bought them yesterday because Jimmy was probable. So I feel for that guy. Like, that's wildly unfortunate, and that's the new norm when it comes to buying tickets for an NBA game. And until, teams really get punched in the pocketbook because of it, and not just by fans, but by television networks. And Adam Silver's tried to correct it a little bit. It just hasn't worked. Like, they're still getting record rights fees. But I'm with you. If I pay money to see U2 in concert, and half the time it's Bono singing, and half the time it's The Edge singing in place of Bono, yeah, I'm not going to buy tickets for that concert anymore. So I understand what that texter's saying. Anyway, got to take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Hawk and Crowder.